Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, go get yourself a chair and pull it up next to your radio and turn it up and get a Bible handy and be ready to engage with us in a Bible lesson. I'm going to help teach this class. Our teacher, though, is really E.A. Elam, coming to us by Sunday school lessons that he wrote for the Sunday schools of 1924. 1924 was an interesting year. Calvin Coolidge was president at that time. And since we're on the radio, I think it might be interesting to note that it was in 1924 that the president first broadcasted over the radio a message from the White House. Well, many years have gone by since then. Many changes in America and the generations that have risen and fallen and the great wars that have been fought and the great progress of technology. And yet, in spite of all of those years, our old Bible reads the same. And these Sunday school lessons we are reading, though they were written for Sunday schools many years ago, the things that were written are for the most part timeless, because they are lessons from this timeless book. And so you know the value of studying the Bible, a book that stays the same and has always been the same from the time that John laid his pen down at the end of Revelation. Moses had picked it up in Genesis 1, and John laid the pen down with the words, "Even so come Lord Jesus," at the very end of Revelation. And we have that Bible that they penned for us, and we study it in this radio Bible school. We're studying about Abraham, and we're going to look at a brief introduction here to Abraham, talking about Abraham's call, and a little study of his call to the exodus of Israel when they come out of Egypt. And as we have time, then, we're going to look something at Abraham's character. Now, before we get into this lesson, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from the intersection with Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now follow with me with your ears as I read to you this old Sunday school lesson. From the call of Abraham to the Exodus, our giving of the law, was 430 years. The text for this is Galatians 3:17 and Exodus 12 verses 40 and 41. Now in Galatians 3:17 we read this: "Now this I say, a covenant confirmed beforehand by God, the law, which came 430 years afterward, doth not disannul so as to make the promise of none effect." And then we read in Exodus 12:40 and 41, "Now the time that the children of Israel dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all of the host of Jehovah went out from the land of Egypt." It is so easy to misread these passages and think that the children of Israel were in captivity 430 years. But actually, the first 215 years we read is goes from the call of Abraham until their sojourn in Egypt. And the last 250 years is the years of their captivity themselves. And I admit this is not easy to discover in the Bible, but a careful study will show that. From the birth of Isaac to the Exodus was 400 years. Supposing Genesis 15:13 and 14 refer to the birth of Isaac, here's where we read that God said unto Abram, "Know of a surety that thy seed shall be sojourners in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance." Well, that referring to the birth, that means it was 30 years from the call of Abraham to the birth of Isaac. And Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born, Genesis chapter 21 and verse 5. Calculating back, we can see he was 70 years old when he was called and left Ur and went to Haran. But he was 75 years old when he left Haran for the land of Canaan, Genesis chapter 12 and verse 4. Hence, he was 5 years at Haran. He was 175 years old when he died, Genesis chapter 25 and verse 7. And so he sojourned in Canaan 100 years. From the giving of the law to the end of Solomon's reign, the time embraced by this lesson of this quarter was about 516 years. Since the flood, the call of Abraham is the greatest event in the religious history of the world. His father and kindred were idolaters. We know that from Joshua chapter 24 and verse 2, where it says, "Joshua said to all the people, Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, Your fathers dwelt of old time beyond the river, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods." We also read in Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, "Now therefore, fear Jehovah, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve ye Jehovah. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Jehovah, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah." Now God separated Abraham from his father's house and that worship, so that they could worship the one true and living God, and so that worship to that God might be pure. "Your fathers dwelt in old time beyond the river, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. But now, it says, I took you and your father Abraham from beyond the river and led them throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied their seed and gave him Isaac." Joshua 24 and verse 2. Abraham was one of the grandest men, and his character one of the very noblest of all history. In James chapter 2 and verse 23, he is called the friend of God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 7, he is called God's friend forever. And of whom God said in Isaiah 41 and verse 8, "Abraham, my friend." You know, Jesus calls his disciples friends. In John chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you." And we read in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 50, "For whosoever shall do the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." In Romans chapter 4 and verse 16, Abraham is called the father of us all. And in Galatians 3:29 we read, "And if ye are Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." His name was changed by the Lord from Abram to Abraham, because Abraham means a father of a great multitude. We read about this in Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. "And when Abram was 90 years old, Jehovah appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be the father of a multitude of nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For the father of a multitude of nations have I made thee. Abraham was all of this because of his great faith in God and his obedience to God's will. Yet he was a human, and even old Abraham made his mistakes. You know, twice Abraham lied about Sarah, his wife. She was, as he explained, his half-sister, but she was also his wife, which fact he concealed. And in concealing this fact, he laid the wrong impression, and therefore, deliberately doing this, he lied, even though he was telling the truth. Also, by his course in this matter, but for the intervention of God, he would have brought upon himself and his wife the very trouble he was attempting to avert. You can read about these failures of Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 and in Genesis chapter 20. And from this we learn that to tell only part of the truth and to withhold the rest in order to make a false impression is to lie. And that to speak the truth, the whole truth, the truth that leaves the right impression, is always right and best. God was patient with Abraham, gentle and kind toward him, and led him on into full and implicit obedience. So God is merciful toward all and patient with all who are striving to serve him, although we make many mistakes. Let me make some explanatory notes on this call of Abraham that we read about in Genesis chapter 12. In Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1, we read, Now Jehovah said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. Now this is not the original call. The first call of Abraham is not recorded in Genesis. Stephen says, The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, Get thee out of thy land and from thy kindred, and come to the land that I will show thee. Acts chapter 7, verses 2 and 3. But we know this, by faith, Abraham obeyed God. Oh, this was a fertile country where he lived in Ur. But Abraham was called to leave it for one he knew not of. He had been told he was to go to a land flowing with milk and honey, even a better country than the one he was leaving behind. It would have been different. But he went, not knowing whether he went. He was to leave his kindred and father's house, his home and friends, go among strangers in a strange land that he knew not of. Abraham did this by faith, at once obeying God. We read in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. By faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out to the place where he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he became a sojourner in the land of promise, as in a land not his own, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of the same promise. For he looked for the city, which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. This was a severe test of Abraham's faith, but he obeyed God. He did not receive the land in his lifetime, but as a sojourner he dwelt in it, as a land that was not his own. His descendants were to have it in full, when the iniquity of the Amorites was full, Genesis 15:6. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot upon. And he promised he would give it to him and his seed after him, when as yet he had no child, Acts 7 and verse 5. He only had the burial place, Genesis 23 and 2.